everyone. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to Hunter Garland of the Peterborough Petes. He's put up big numbers since coming over to the Maroon and White earlier this season and helped his teammate become the OHL Player of the Week. And that would be Nick Ritchie, who had a 5-goal game last Friday night against the Kingston Frontenacs, and over the course of the week had 6 goals and 2 assists in 4 games and was a +5. The Orangeville native recently played in the BMO CHL NHL Top Prospects game and is highly rated for the 2014 National Hockey League Entry Draft. So with that in mind, let's hook up with Hunter Garland, who's been averaging upwards of 2 points a game since coming over to Peterborough.
Hunter Garland joins me on the line, and Hunter, let's talk about what's gone on since you came over to the Peterborough Petes. Things seem to be going well, both win losses and also on the score sheet. You know, what's it been like making the transition to another team in this league?
Yeah, it's been awesome so far. You know, like you said, the team's been winning, which, you know, is obviously the most important thing. And I've been lucky enough to play with 2 great line mates in Ritchie and Cornell. And, you know, just everyone's got along really well in the room, and it was an easy transition. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy.
Is it one of those things that it just takes a couple practices and a couple games to get used to new line mates and a whole new system?
Yeah, definitely. You know, whenever you're making a transition, you know, there's always going to be changes that you need to get used to. So I think a couple practices definitely, you know, helps you get more comfortable, get a little bit more confident with the systems and everything. But it, like I said, it was an easy transition. I've known Ritchie for a long time, playing spring hockey and lacrosse with him couple times growing up, and you know, Cornell has been a great guy since the second I walked in the door, and we've become really good buddies. So you know, I think when you're tight off the ice, it makes it a lot easier on the ice, and makes for an easy transition.
Last weekend, involved in a game where Nick Ritchie scored 5 goals, you must have been pretty happy for him, obviously, as a friend and as a teammate.
Yeah, definitely. He's an unbelievable player. There's no one who could say otherwise. You know, he's a force every time he's on the ice, and he's got an unbelievable shot, and it's been fun to play with him, just knowing that, you know, when he's got the puck, he's always going to create something and, you know, create a scoring chance. So, yeah, it was an unbelievable game by him, and it seemed like every time he put the puck on net, it was going in for him. So, obviously, he was pretty excited. It would have been a little better to, you know, get the win in the shootout, but unbelievable game by him.
Obviously, last week you also had a pretty memorable game on the Thursday night against Oshawa. It reminded a lot of people of the old rivalries. Were you hearing that around Peterborough, and even with Coach Jody Hall after the game talking about the way that game all played out? Of course, you got the win in the shootout that night, but just the, let's just say, physical play of an Oshawa-Peterborough game.
Yeah, coming over from the Guelph-Kitchener rivalry, I was told that the Oshawa-Peterborough one was very similar, and you know, it definitely didn't disappoint that night. It was, you know, right off the opening face-off, a pretty physical game. And obviously everyone knows what went on with a few scraps. And, you know, even Dags got into it a little bit there. So, yeah, it was a fun game and, you know, a good team builder. One where, you know, it brings out a lot of character and makes you excited to come to the rink and to come back from a 3-0 deficit and, you know, get a win in the shootout against the top team in the conference was huge for our team and big in our dressing room. And it's got us on a little bit of a high right now, and hopefully we can just keep going into the playoffs.
Off the ice, that was your pink in the rink night. I'm sure it's always nice, and you've been a part of many things like this, whether it's community events or game events. I'm sure it's always nice to be a part and be able to help out in the community.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's not the same unless you know, you got the community behind you. You got all the fans, and you know, since I've been here, the fans have been awesome, and it's been a great place to play. So, yeah, a night like that, and anytime you get to be involved in the community and around the city, whether it's with kids or you know, a pink in the rink night, it's important, and it's for a great cause, obviously, with the you know, Cancer Society, and it was a fun game to play, and you know, happy we could get a win in front of a lot of fans that came to support.
Hunter, are you hoping that with what's gone on since you've come to Peterborough, obviously putting up some good numbers, the team doing well, and obviously looking to make some noise in the playoffs, you're hoping that's going to maybe open some doors for you in terms of, you know, pro scouts and things along that line, considering, you know, pretty much wide open eligible now across the board? Are you just hoping that now this sort of additional exposure you're getting in Peterborough will really help things from that matter?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I just personally, I just go into every game, you know, trying to play my best, trying to get better every time I'm on the ice. And, you you know, get a little more confidence in my game and, you know, show what I can do. And like I said a few times already, it's been easy playing with the line mates and the whole team here in Peterborough. And, you know, it's made playing a lot of fun. And, you know, hopefully it does open some doors. And, you know, I think individual success for any player comes off a lot of team success. So, you know, hopefully our team can continue to stay on our winning ways and, you know, make a push into the playoffs and hopefully, you know, surprise a couple of the top teams and, you know, go for a little bit of a run here. I definitely think we got the team to do that. And, you know, if you go into a playoff with an open mind and, you know, be successful, it helps every person individually. So, yeah, hopefully, you know, I can continue to get better game in and game out. That's obviously a goal of mine, to just be better every time I'm on the ice and, you know, just do anything I can to help the team win.
Before we let you go, is it this time of year that's a little tough that you almost have to avoid doing too much scoreboard watching? Everybody's doing it at some point, but at the same time, you know, take care of your own thing first. But, yeah, you can't help at least take a peek at the end of the night.
Yeah, you know, you see the teams you're chasing in the standings and the teams that are chasing you. And, you know, definitely you're looking a little bit, but, you know, you can't move up and you can't get past if, you know, you're worrying about yourself and you're going out and trying to get 2 points every night. And if you can do that, you know, you're only going to put yourself and your team in the best position to, you know, continue to climb the standings. So, yeah, you look a little bit and, you know, you look at who's doing well, but, you know, you can't change anything that's going on other than when you're out on the ice.
That was Hunter Garland of the Peterborough Petes. This week's BMO CHL Top 10 rankings sees the Western Hockey League's Kelowna Rockets continuing to lead the way, then the Guelph Storm and the Erie Otters take number 2 and 3 respectively. Other OHL teams are the London Knights at the 8th spot and honorable mention to the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. Time's ticking down towards the 2014 OHL Cup Showcase Tournament hosted by the Greater Toronto Hockey League. It comes up March 11th to 16th at Buckingham Arena in Toronto. If you check out the action in person, you'll see some of the top players in the minor midget loop in Ontario and also into the U.S., many of these players eligible for the 2014 OHL Priority Selection in April. The top 10 rankings sees the Toronto Junior Canadians of the GTHL number 1, while the Toronto Marlies are number 2 and Detroit Honeybake 3. For more on the rankings and updates leading up to the OHL Cup Tournament, check out OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that will do it for this week's show. I'm Terry Doyle. You've been listening to OHL News, presented by Warrior. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.